feels so foreign. It's been literal. It's been 4 months. Hello and welcome to a babysode. I feel like I keep wanting to say welcome back. But yeah, I guess welcome back. This is the first babysode back from what ended up being an extended hiatus from the podcast for a variety of reasons that we don't really have time to get into because this is a babysode after all. A babysode is a mini episode. It is shorter than your average regular episodes. So we're going to get right into it. I am Kayla, as you probably know.
I'm Jimmy.
Stop leaning into the mic. I thought during the 4 month break you would learn better etiquette.
It's embedded.
So we are jumping into the babysode. I posted these. We're actually covering two questions and two different topics that I asked for input from the Parentel community. And this was all the way back in July. I think it was late July. And the two questions are related, but it just ended up being a two-parter. It was very much related to the fact that we moved to our new house in July. Naturally, when you move, you tend to get rid of, or most likely you tend to get rid of a lot of stuff as you're kind of like packing up your house and realizing, didn't even remember I had these things. We don't need these anymore. I personally love doing it. I love a good unpack. I love a good offload. I love a good donation box. Jimmy, not so much. You're definitely more of a, you're not a hoarder. You have a harder time letting things go.
Because things have multiple uses and you never know when you're going to need it again. I don't want to get rid of it.
See, that's where you're wrong. And that's exactly, I mean, that makes perfect sense that's why you think that, because that's exactly how you operate. I feel like I am all for multi-use, longevity, and at the same time, I have to be realistic with myself when it's time to let something go. And I am very much like, I am willing to let this go because I know that there's someone else out there who will be able to use it and put it to good use. And I no longer need it. Clutter gives me anxiety. I don't need this stuff taking up space in my house, which therefore takes up space in my brain. So yes, we are very different when it comes to clutter. As like most domesticated, what is it? Domestic partners are basically, yeah. Like when you live with someone, it's not uncommon for the two people to be opposite in many ways. And this is one of the many ways that we are opposite. So, this was coming. So I asked this question right around the time that we were definitely still unpacking, but this question didn't really come to mind because we were unpacking. I don't know if you remember, but my dad, so we have a group text with my dad. It is me, Jimmy, and my dad, and it's great and it's fine. Like, and it's not like it's blowing up all the time. It's great. But occasionally I can tell my dad is cleaning the house that he brought him and my mom brought me home from the hospital. And my dad still lives there. It's been almost 33 years or probably just about 33 years that they've lived there or that he's lived there. I can always tell when he's cleaning the house because I will get a text and most often in our group text. And it's something like, I found... I don't remember what it was that he texted in July, but I'll give you an example of something that he's like, oh my gosh, maybe this was it. Do you remember those like steppers from like the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, the exercise like elevated mats. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like large, almost like a mini bench.
Yeah.
And then you would put little like stacks underneath them to make the step up higher and more challenging.
Yeah.
That has lived in my dad's basement since I was a child. And I'm actually pretty sure this is what he texted me about this summer. And he said something like, I'm cleaning out the basement. I have this stepper. Would you, would you guys like it so that you can use it to work out? Or like, would you guys like it for your home gym or something like that? Very well-intentioned, but absolutely not. I don't need like my dad's discarded junk, like
Jazzercise
type. Yes, for sure. And I just feel like this is a common theme for many parents. So this leads me to the question that I asked. I posted into a question box into the Parentel Instagram story, which if you are not following Instagram, the Parentel's Instagram, it is at Parentel. Super easy. I posted the question box asking, what items have your parents tried to pawn off on you? And we got a few good responses. And it also was just funny because many people were just like, oh my gosh, yes, me too. I mean, I think almost everyone who is fortunate enough to still have living parents right now, and I am aware that I'm speaking from a place of privilege. I myself only have one parent left. I know multiple people who have no parents. So I, as light as this topic is, I am aware that, you know, there's some people out there who would give anything to have their parents text them and ask them if they want the stupid Jazzercise step. So I am acknowledging that. But I think most adults our age know all too well of the experience of going to visit your parents' house. And then there's just a box or a bag, either in the basement or in the attic, or maybe even right there in the living room. And it doesn't take too long until they're like, here you go, like as you're on the way out. I mean, I've seen your parents do that to you.
Yeah.
Especially since we moved back to the East Coast.
Yeah.
So often, just literally being like, here's your stuff back. Yeah. And you're like, what stuff?
Yeah.
Because I obviously haven't missed any of these things, didn't know these things still existed. Especially you. I mean, like, when's the last time you even lived at home?
2000.
No, how old were you?
I did a 6-month.
That doesn't count.
Stint.
That doesn't count.
But before that, it was 2008 when I graduated high school.
Exactly. So you were, last time you lived at home, you were 17.
Yeah. Like full-time living at home, yeah, 17.
And you just turned 34. You officially have lived, oh my gosh, you've officially lived outside of the home as long as you lived inside the home.
Wow.
Wow.
Here I am.
Cute. Yeah. So like, what was in that box? What did they try and pawn off on you? Well, I mean, there's been many boxes, but
it's mostly my stuff, like from high school.
All right. Well, I guess that's kind of different. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of, all right.
It's not really, yeah, it's not their stuff that they're pawning off. It's all been my junk. Yeah. My junk, you know, that I always thought like, oh, but I want it to stay here, you know, like let's leave it here. That way I can enjoy it when I come visit. But
yeah,
it's my junk.
And now they're like, yeah, we don't want this junk in our house. All right. Well, that's okay. All right. That's different. We can definitely come back to that.
Yeah.
I think that does happen to everybody, but that's different because the question was really more like, what are the items in your parents' home that obviously don't belong to you that they're just like, oh, do you want this? So we got a few responses. One of them That's funny. I'm just reading that one. So let's get started reading those because then we also have a second question. I have to keep reminding myself that. So the first person, this person said their parents try to give them things from when she was a baby to pass on to her future child. And I think that's not too bad. I feel like that's also pretty standard. Yeah. But she's noting that like she doesn't have children yet.
Yeah.
So it's very much like, thank you, but like I currently don't require these things and maybe not anytime soon. So like, this is just going to take up space.
Yeah. Where on the other side, they're like, I'm tired of it taking up space.
Exactly. Oh, 100%. That's where this comes from. I feel like a lot of that's where this comes from is like, they're tired of their junk taking up space. Yeah. But for some reason, instead of donating it to a school or a library or a community center or a retirement home or just to a thrift store, we are their first choice. Yeah. I don't really know why. Well, I kind of do. And I'm sure we'll get into that in a little bit.
The next one, someone says their significant other's crib from 1988.
Which, as we know, would probably not pass any sort of...
It's got bumpers and...
Which, as we know, would not pass any sort of safety standards or testing today. Possibly could be made from materials that are no longer acceptable for children to be like in homes or in children's rooms and vicinities. Because I recently found out that Congress actually passed a law that toys made with a certain kind of plastic and like children's things made with a certain kind of plastic that has a certain chemical in it earlier than the year 2008 should actually not be like resold, should not be for sale in stores. You should not be giving those things to your children for your grandchildren because of the chemical that used to be primarily in many plastics.
Wow.
So yeah, that actually has made me rethink a lot of things. Like your mom gave me the Hercules plate. I don't know if you guys love those, right? I'm sure we all can recall the collector, the McDonald's Disney collecting plates.
Yeah.
And I remember my cousins had all the Hercules ones and I loved them so much and we never had them. So I love going over their house to use them. And your mom gave me the one probably like 2 years ago. And it was about a year and a half ago that I found out about this. And I was like, ooh, yeah, no. I might have tossed it, or I think it's in his playroom.
Because
I was like, yep, we're no longer going to use this for eating. We're not eating off of this. All right. Next person said, we've gotten old soccer schedules from 1992 and baby teeth. Okay. I understand parents wanting to keep the baby teeth.
Yeah.
But then like, why would you give it back?
Yeah, it's for your memories.
Yeah. And I feel like my dad's tried to do the same thing before where he's like given me like stuff that he clearly made as like the parent.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, but don't you want this? Like, why would you give this to me?
Yeah.
I was a child. Like, I didn't know. Like, you obviously made this for your memories. Like, you keep it. But then she said, we also got a 90s era Super Soaker, and that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
There are some toys. Yeah. Yeah. So we keep the Super Soaker. We sage the baby teeth before we recycle them. How do you get it? Like, that's a body part. And then we definitely recycle the old soccer schedules. We just have a few more. Let's see.
Furniture, rugs. A condo in Florida.
Oh my God, girl, take the condo.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But then she said a place I will never go. And I know this person in real life and I get the vibe that she's saying, I'm never going to go to Florida because it's Florida.
And
we know what's going on there. I mean, I would still take the condo, but like, yeah.
A butter dish, sunglasses, sequin ball gowns.
Oh my God.
Crystal vases. Porcelain plates that aren't microwavable.
Okay. No, I understand.
China. that was one thing. Yeah.
That's right.
I think we still have it, don't we?
No, we said no thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it wasn't your mom, so she wasn't offended. It was your grandmother's. And your grandmother had actually like given it
to... My dad had bought it when he went to Hong Kong back in the 80s. When he was doing military stuff, gave it to grandma, and it was like, you know, China from China. and then I guess she gave it back to him.
So yeah, she re-gifted.
And
so, like,
re-gifted it. And so
and then your mom tried to give it to us and we were like, no. She's like, yeah, but she was that's what I thought. I just like, we don't want it.
Yeah.
We gave it to your grandparents. I'm just off. And we were like, yeah, we will literally never, like, no. But I have to say, I understand this person's exclamation points about the microwave bowl. In my life at this point, if it is not microwave safe, I'll allow it, but it absolutely has to be dishwasher safe. Absolutely has to be. If something is not dishwasher safe, I am so annoyed.
Yeah.
Because it's just like almost everything in our life is dishwasher safe now. So you meet something that's not and you're like, you're joking, right?
Yeah.
I have to treat you differently. Yeah, I am. I'll let the microwavable thing slide. Obviously, her microwavable is my dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
Well, I don't think porcelain plates go in the dishwasher either. So.
No. So that's another reason why. Yeah, it's a no for both. But I have to say, some of these things, sunglasses, I would take them. Vintage. Sequin ball gowns. Depends.
No, you would say no to that.
Well, I would take them and maybe like then give them to a vintage shop. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like I would, that'd be fun. But so those, So those are some of the responses that we got. And it just made me then ask another question after seeing the type of things that parents are trying to give to us or older generations are trying to pass down to us. And I was also, you know, when my dad texted me about the Jazzercise steps thing, I, as nicely as I could, I was like, no, that's, you know, I said no, I declined. And I noticed that almost every single time that he asked me if I want something, I say no.
Yeah.
And he's asked me, you know, like via text message, he's asked me in person if I'm at his house or even if he's at our house. And I do feel bad because I do think on some level it's a bid for connection.
Yeah.
To use Gottman speak. And I do feel sad about never accepting or like wanting to accept any of the things that he wants to give me.
Okay.
And so that kind of just like led me down the path of like, I don't want him to feel rejected, but I also would like to stand my ground. And if I don't want your junk, I'm not taking your junk. Mm. And I don't want you to feel like I don't care about you or like I don't care about the connection that you're trying to make with me. So my second question that I asked the parental community was, how do you tell your parents you don't want their junk? Because I just feel, you know, like I just feel kind of bad. I'm never an asshole about it, but I almost always say no. And I have told him, I feel like lately I have kind of been like, oh, like those old books would actually be like, you could find a free little library, like in the neighborhood and just put them in there. I've tried to like give him resources and places to take the things since I'm saying no, here's where else you could take them. Like he had some, it was something having to do, maybe like old art supplies, something. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like an elementary school actually might love that. Maybe it was the step up thing. Maybe it was the Jazzercise thing. I was like, you know, an elementary school classroom might like that. Like they might make use of that in some way. Like you could donate it to the local elementary school. So I've tried to like.
Do they do that?
Yeah, you can donate. Yeah. We used to accept donations all the time. Especially
never
at the,
heard that.
Oh, no. Especially at the beginning of the school year. 100%. We've had people like come to the school and multiple schools that I worked at. We've had people come to the school and like drop off. I'm saying the most common are like children's books.
Yeah.
We've had people drop off like paint supplies, like very like classroom friendly elementary school because that's where I was working. Yeah. It's like very classroom friendly. Materials. Yeah. Oh, okay. Multiple times. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
And maybe, maybe that's it. Maybe a lot of people don't know that you actually can.
That feels weird to just roll up as a 7-year-old man and roll up to an elementary school when you don't know anybody there and be like, hey, can you take these crayons off my...
He's been in weirder positions. I have full faith in Bob that he can go make that happen for himself. But I understand if you don't know that you can do this thing, you might feel unsure about it. Yeah. But that's part of the reason I told him that, like, did you know, like, you can go do this. Mm. So, all right. So we asked the question. How do you tell your parents you don't want their old junk? And we got a few answers. chief among them being old people have all caps, so much stuff. And yes. Old people do have so much stuff. And that's because they've been alive for a long time. And it really is true that like, if you've been alive for a long time and you've lived in the, I feel like more importantly, if you lived in the same place, you accumulate so much stuff.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily how old you are. It's if you've lived in the same house, like my dad, for 30 plus years, which the previous generation, that was it. That's what they did.
Yeah.
So that's why I think we do have this trend of like all of our parents have so much stuff. But here's what some of the people said, and this is how they tell their parents they would not like their junk.
Someone said, I usually just take it, then throw it away or donate it when I get home.
I feel like that is the very, that's like the kindest thing to do.
Yeah.
And we've definitely done that. With both parents, both sets of parents, for sure. when you're just like, sure. Because they've asked you maybe like multiple times in one visit and you're just like, yep, sure. I'll take that for you. Like the drone my dad asked you a million times. Oh, that got donated 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I was going to use it.
No, you weren't though. Oh, see, no. See, you're like the prime target. You're the prime target for parents asking people if they want their junk. Yes, because you're well, yeah, maybe I can. Yeah,
maybe I can find a use for it. Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
Oh, because, okay. My reasoning is, oh my God, it's free. And maybe I will use it. Maybe, you know, it's something I won't have to buy. Like, oh, I wanted a drone.
Oh my God, I'll never have to buy a drone because I got a free one.
Yeah.
Why are you buying a drone?
That's one of those purses, like,
I see. Exactly. All the time. No.
Okay. But I'm just saying, you know.
Also, a drone, like, and that type of technology, I think that's why I was surprised you finally said yes, because we know that that's a very outdated piece of technology because it's from 8-9 years ago.
No, it's not.
It's from 2016, 7 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Yeah, that's why I was so surprised that you said yes, because I know you're more of a techie person, though. Yeah. So I thought you'd be thinking about, like, oh, this is an old one. Like,
I thought it would be fun for Robin and I to play with, I guess.
Well, sorry. She gone. I got rid of that. Yeah, you hadn't touched it. Mm-hmm. You had your chance. The donation pile was sitting there in the garage for a solid month.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks ago, while you were gone, I finally... it had nothing to do with you being gone. I just finally got around to it. This next person said, I told her, meaning her mom, I told my mom that I plan to trash everything she owns after ... You know, straight up. Damn, that's icy. I told her that so she could do me the favor of getting rid of everything now. I mean, yeah, and while that was definitely, that's probably tough to hear, it was probably also tough to say. I mean, it most likely is true. Like, she's not lying. It's not an empty threat. I feel like that's kind of largely what ends up happening to our stuff when we die. People who we know and we love keep a few things, and then it gets donated or it gets trashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like, I mean, you know, she's not wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe delivery was a little aggressive or a little blunt, but hey, teach their own. Then we have a few more.
Next person said, I don't have use for that, but happy to help you find a way to donate or recycle.
Yeah. So I feel like that's very similar to how I'm trying to approach my dad, and just kind of like a very neutral, like, I'm good. But if you would, like, I can absolutely, like, help you get rid of those things, but it's not coming to my house.
Yeah.
And then the last person said, they answered, just like that, I don't want your shit. Which, that's definitely what I'm saying internally often.
I guess I am the prime target.
Yeah, you really are.
I'll like rack my brain, but yeah, I could find some.
Oh my some way gosh. To use this. Which is like sweet, but not good. Oh my gosh. So this is, I guess this is the first time that we've had two questions, not one, but two questions for the babysode.
Look at us.
Look at us. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Just posted today at the time of this recording, I just let people know what the next month's babysode is going to be, but I haven't posted the question box yet. So the next month's babysode is going to be all about people's experience with room parents or the PTA. And as I said in my story, on my end, it's going to be spicy. I have some thoughts. I have some feelings. As someone who is a room parent.
Lead room parent.
More on that next babysode. But as someone who is the room parent for Robin's school, not the only one, but one of the room parents for the second year in a row at Robin's school. It's been each year so far has been an experience, two very completely different experiences, and not the best, I have to say. And I'm just wondering, definitely looking for like a little solidarity, wondering if people have had a shitty experience as I have had, but also just wondering what people think about it, what it looks like for them at their kids' school. Cause also I'm very aware that like the, you know, like the daycare preschool level of a room parent looks very different from elementary school, middle school, high school. So I will be posting that question box most likely tomorrow. Be on the lookout for it. Well, I guess it will already happen by the time this episode's coming out, but there's that. Yeah, and that's going to be our next babysode. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been cool. I'm hesitating because you're staring at me.
I'm just ready to say bye.
Oh, you're just ready to steal my sign out. Oh, my sign off. Yeah, I guess not sign out. Yes, so we will be back. We'll see you in November for the babysode about room parents, PTA, PTO. And yeah. Bye.
Bye.
I said it first.